Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sorry, sorry, Hammer. I stepped on the open there, Frank.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, Frank. I was saying we're up at TPC Golf Course for the Suicide Awareness Voices of Education Golf Tournament. That's our underlying theme, but we are talking about other news today.
Well, I'm glad you guys were there. I know that means a lot to you, Paul and Jordana, and that's great. You can help support it.
I lost a favorite aunt and a favorite uncle and way too many friends to this, and I just appreciate what SAVE is doing locally to try to raise awareness and reduce stigma. And it seems like, you know, every family, every one of us at some point battles some level of depression. I don't care who you are,
Absolutely.
Where you live, how much money you have, you know.
No one's unscathed.
Nobody. And so there's no harm in reaching out. I don't know. Have you had any experiences in your family, Frank? I don't mean to ambush you, but I'm just curious.
We have, and I think there are a few people who aren't, and if not family, I think certainly friends and acquaintances. And
sure.
I think it's good to have the conversation about it and talk about it, Paul, and I think you guys have done a really good job over the course of the years, and you have for many years, Paul. Just, you know, the fact that you've got to bring it up and the stigma attached to it's tough, but I mean, yeah, everyone goes through tough times to a varying degree. And for some, unfortunately, it spins to the point where it's non-controllable, or at least they don't think it is. And it's great that we're able to help.
Yeah, it's important that we all step up. If you see something, say something, right?
Yeah.
Don't just say, "Well, it's not my it's not my business," or "I don't want to intervene. I don't want to." Anyway,
Frank, we were talking about the big local story, the Keith Ellison scandal,
yeah.
or maybe not scandal. I mean, do you have any new information? Adam Carter did a good rundown for
us.
Well,
you know, it's hard. He is, you know, this is a guy who is verbose and loquacious, and he is silent today. So that's the most interesting thing, right? Another part of the analysis on it is, you know, there was a lot of early voting, and who knows how much of it went early for Ellison, and we don't, you know, it's not like you can take your ballot back, you know, the day before. So we have Kessler breaking down that. All, you know, a primary is usually not a very interesting thing, and this primary is fascinating. I mean, on the Republican side, which, you know, there's 30% of the voters in a recent poll undecided, and then you've got this huge three-way race, you know, on the Democratic side, and Walls just came out, you know, hammering at Swanson today.
Yep.
And she has been hammering at him and the advertisements, and Murphy's in the mix in there. And now this thing with Ellison is, you know, semi-bombshell, you know, 2 days before. So, yeah, it's really fascinating. And we'll try to break it all down as best we can.
All right, but Pat doesn't have anything on if there's a tape, if it's coming out, if there, who would shoot that video? Like, nothing on the inside scoop there.
Well, I mean, the primaries starts at 7 or 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. If there's a tape, what are you waiting for to show it?
Right. That's what I mean. I mean, it's
right?
if you said there's a tape, we got to see that, or somebody's got to see that tape.
Yeah. So,
all right.
We'll see on that, but we'll cover that whole thing. And then, and then, you know, Lindsay Whalen's the other big local piece of news.
Oh, yes. She's breaking hearts all over Minnesota.
Yeah.
Again.
She's such a premier athlete here. And then did you hear about Aretha Franklin? She's ill.
Okay, what's the latest? All I heard was gravely ill this morning.
Did not sound good.
That's what we have right now.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah. So for a Monday, there's a lot going on. Did I see what?
Did you see LeBron had a shout out for Lindsay Whalen via Twitter?
How wonderful.
Just, I mean, lauding her career. And I just thought that was really cool that he took time. Obviously, he's a busy guy, but he took time to hold her up and to thank her for an amazing career. And I just thought that was cool.
Well, it's well deserved. It is. Cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Yeah,
I like that LeBron. Maybe he'll run for public office, too. They were talking about that.
Well, he's got a following.
Or Michael Avenatti.
Oy. You know he's got bigger dreams. I thought maybe just talk show.
Well, he showed up in Des Moines. Didn't he show up for a big fundraiser, which is where a lot of the presumptive Democratic candidates show
That's
up?
That's the test ground.
Yeah. So it's, man, it's going to be interesting.
Would want to run for public office these days? I mean, I guess people hopefully that would want to do good. But
a masochist?
My goodness, it's nothing but trouble. If you've ever said a mean thing or have a sordid video out there, that's all coming out. All of it. I don't know. You'd have
that takes Paul Douglas out of the mix.
Skeleton after
too
skeleton.
Too much dirty laundry there. Thank you. Pass. Thank you.
That's crazy.
Frank, are you doing okay?
I don't have any tapes or videos out right now. So I
think okay.
You
no,
sure?
Well, no,
well,
pretty good spot. Yeah. No, I'm not back, sure. But I.
Aren't you glad that you made most of your mistakes pre-internet?
Oh, my
God.
Huh?
Goodness.
Yeah, before social media.
We just have tapes with, like, bad hair, you know, from the 80s and 90s when we were all
just
starting
bad
out.
Bad photos, grainy photos. I'm just a boy.
All right,
so
Frank.
Happy about that.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank
we
you, Frank.
Thanks for helping out there, you guys. Well done today. Well done.
Appreciate it, sir.
Take care.
It's great to be out here. And if you have a story or a question for Dan Rydenberg, we're going to be talking with Jordan Leopold.
Jordan Leopold is going to be on at 5:12. We get to talk to him about his amazing career, ex-Gopher. Of course, he played for the Wild. Very, very emotional ending to his career. He's doing great. He has been touched by suicide, and he's going to tell his story. And we want to hear your stories. If you have any questions, comments, concerns. We don't have the answers, but there's some smart people here who may have the answers and may be able to help. Again, one more time, the numbers to call, 800-273-TALK, 800-273-TALK, or you can text 741-741. That's the suicide crisis text line. There's always somebody there more than happy and willing. Whatever medium you're comfortable with, email, text, phone call, but it's important that you reach out. We'll be back with a little weather therapy next on CCO. I am slick.
You are, and I'm going to report you.
Slippery when wet.
Not sure why, but I'm going to, for something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So what's going on?
Good day to talk about hydration and making sure that you get
out.
Enough water.
It's warm out.
Gatorade or other sports drinks. Today, the 17th day so far this year of 90-degree heat. I just checked the thermometer. It's 93 in Blaine.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not golfing. I'm sitting in an air-conditioned
ballroom.
We're
sitting in here gazing out at the course.
Right.
But again, we spend half the year shivering. And I know it's easy to say when you have AC or when you're by a lake or in a lake, but did you hear about the mess in Maryland, the University of Maryland football program?
Yes, that's a story we're probably not going to get to explore today, but go ahead. How is that weather related exactly, Paul?
Well, stay tuned. Just weeks, Jor, before the start of the college football season, the University of Maryland's program is in disarray. One of its players is dead.
Oh, horrible.
The team's coach and members of the athletic staff are suspended. This player, by the name of Jordan McNair, he was 19 years old. He died of heat stroke in June, 2 weeks after participating in a workout at the school's practice field. The head football coach, DJ Durkin, and the others were placed on administrative leave as the university investigates his death. As accusations swirl that Durkin and his staff subjected their players to verbal and physical abuse.
Wow.
But again, he died of heat stroke, which, again, got me thinking. A lot of high school football teams are now practicing.
Correct.
Right? And in this heat, you just have to use common sense, right?
Well, the coaches have to use common sense.
Right.
You know,
this
poor kid probably knew that something was wrong with him, but the coaches were making them run or do whatever they needed
exactly,
to do out there.
Exactly, as a form of punishment. Or, hey, we're going to make you tougher, so
Please. Ignore
the heat and just keep running. By the way, sports drinks containing electrolytes, sugar, and water do, in fact, help give athletes important nutrients while exercising. Water is always appropriate during all types of exercise. Sport drinks are actually recommended for use during intense exercise, greater than 60 minutes, or during intense exercise in excessive heat. A couple of reminders, have unlimited access to water available to players during exercise and activity. And again, this advice for coaches who want to do the right thing. Allow your athletes to drink as much as they want. Athletes should be able to drink for the entire break period if they wish, and also provide access to sports drinks when exercise is greater than 60 minutes or if exercise is going to be intense and in the heat. Actually saw a post from a coach down in Texas. You think it's hot here?
It is hot here, but yeah, I can't imagine what it's like in Texas.
Texas, you get, you know, 100 degree heat, triple digit heat, and the humidity. Coach by the name of Hugh Wyatt said that coaches must allow their players to gradually acclimate themselves to the heat. The body's sweat glands will become more efficient as the body becomes more used to the heat, but this takes time. And they are not prepared to work properly if a kid is not in shape. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So again, kind of ramp up gradually. Don't go out there the first day and expect your athletes,
these
young men, to do crazy things. Again, heat stroke, just a reminder, dry skin, rapid shallow breathing, disorientation. At the slightest suspicion of any illness due to heat, physicians insist that the coach must take immediate action. Get that player out of the sun, remove their clothing, cool the skin, call for emergency help. If they're unconscious, they say put them in a cool bath or apply cool compresses under their armpits, and then just call 911. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, take the heat seriously out there. Today, the hottest day of the week, we start to cool down a little bit, but I've seen some of these workouts, and I can't imagine.
And with the pads and the gear that they're wearing, I just really feel for some of those kids.
You know who else I feel for?
Who's that?
Omarosa.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm watching Chuck Todd.
Or do I?
And maybe you saw it.
Not sure what to
She's
think.
She's a complete lunatic. She's written this book. Once,
don't hold back.
No, I mean, oh, my. Look, I was a fan of The Apprentice. I unabashedly say that I was. Maybe I should be ashamed of it, but I used to watch it. The first couple.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Donald Trump was good on it, and she was one of the first contestants on The Apprentice. And I thought she, I mean, she was a good villain. You know, she was kind of a bad guy then also. She was mean and hateful. But it was reality TV. You take it for what it is.
Yep.
So now she has this new book, Unhinged. I mean, literally, that's the name of the book. Yes, it's her. Yes, maybe people in the administration, but it's called Unhinged. And the things she says in the book are outrageous. The things she told Chuck Todd on Face the Nation are outrageous. She says that the president used the N-word. Can't provide any proof of this, but she says that he did. And then listen to this. She says in the days leading up to his inauguration, President Trump allegedly said to Omarosa, quote, "Omarosa, what do you think about me getting sworn in on the art of the deal?" On his own book. The book that he
wrote. Instead of the Bible?
He didn't want to put his hand on the Bible. He wanted to put his hand on the, well, this is what she claims. This is what she claims.
This is alleged.
Now, it's not mandatory for presidents to use the Bible for swearing in. People have used the Quran. You know, Keith Ellison here got sworn in on the Quran as part of the inauguration. But it's standard practice throughout U.S. history. I guess she says Trump told her, quote, "The Art of the Deal is a bestseller. It's the greatest business book of all time. It's how I'm going to make great deals for the country. Just think how many copies I'd sell, maybe commemorative of the inauguration copy." This is what she says he said to her. It's in the book. Okay. He said, "I'm not a traditional president." She claims she told him the idea was too crazy, and she warned him, quote, "not to repeat the idea to anybody else." She claims the two then laughed, and Trump wanted her to believe that he was kidding.
Well, this is all salacious stuff, a lot of questions about her credibility.
Oh,
and
she's a lunatic, complete lunatic.
She has some of the stuff on tape.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so she showed one, or she gave one of the tapes. It's of John Kelly firing her, General Kelly firing her. She claims she
is that legal to tape somebody?
No, she claims she got a recording device into the Situation Room, one of the most secure rooms in the White House, and she somehow recorded her firing. And then there's another tape. I haven't heard this one yet. It is of her phone call with President Trump, allegedly saying that he didn't know that she got fired and he was upset about it. It's in there too. All right, I'll have to take a look. Oh, it's in the audio. We have it. So I haven't heard that audio yet. I just heard the John Kelly one. But Susan has all this audio and her interview in our news box.
And you got to hear it to believe it.
Oh, my
or
gosh.
Do you believe it? Huh. We'll have that next on CCO.
We've got to talk to you about leaving the White House. It's come to my attention over the last few months that there's been some pretty, in my opinion, significant integrity. I think it's important to understand that if we make this a friendly departure, we can all be, you know, you can look at your time here in the White House as a year of service to the nation, and then you can go on without any type of difficulty in the future relative to your reputation.
Can I ask you a couple of questions? Is the president aware of this?
Let's not go down the road. This is a non-negotiable discussion.
I don't want to negotiate. Okay. I've never had a chance to talk to you, General Kelly. Yeah, so if this is my departure, I'd like to have at least an opportunity to understand.
We can talk another time. This has to do with some pretty serious integrity violations. So I'll let it go with that. So the staff and everyone on the staff works for me, not the president.
That was General John Kelly, wow. Chief of Staff, firing Omarosa. And
ouch.
Apparently everybody in the White House works for him, not the president.
And that was in the Situation Room, the supposedly allegedly secure.
That's right.
Situation
Room. Somehow got a recording device. They're pretty slick now. You could do it in a pen or an eyeglass or something. I mean, there are some really slick spy type.
And it makes me wonder what else is actually on tape. It's one thing for her to say something, another thing if she backs it up.
I'm glad you asked, Paul, because today Omarosa Manigault Newman said, I absolutely have more tapes, adding she does not know when she will release them. But this is juicy stuff. Hammer, let's play that second tape, Trump and Omarosa talking about her firing.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, I nobody even told me about it. Nobody.
Wow.
You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
God, damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
Okay, so there's that. I mean, today he didn't have some very kind things to say about her.
Yeah, he tweeted out, quote, wacky Omarosa, who got fired three times on The Apprentice, now got fired for the last time. She never made it, never will. She begged me for a job, tears in her eyes. I said, okay. People in the White House hated her. She was vicious but not smart. I would rarely see her, but heard really bad things, nasty to people, and would constantly miss meetings and work. When General Kelly came on board, he told me she was a loser and nothing but problems. I told him to try working it out if possible, because she only said great things about me until she got fired. I'm exhausted.
Well, you know what? She did say great things about him. Let me tell you, after Charlottesville, and this was the year anniversary,
right,
she got on and she defended him, saying there are good people on both sides, on all sides of that. I mean, she really sold her soul in defense of the president. And in this interview with Chuck Todd, she says she agrees that she was complicit in some of the lying. And Omarosa is no longer saying such good things about the president. Play cut three, Hammer.
In this book, I describe this long journey of hearing these rumors over and over again. And when I had an opportunity to meet up with three different sources, they describe the same exact statements. After I closed the book, I had an opportunity to go out in Los Angeles and sit down with the person who actually has a copy of the tape. And I heard his voice as clear as you and I are sitting
you
here.
You have heard the tape?
I have heard
since
the
publication
tape.
Of this book?
Absolutely.
So you know it exists?
And I know it exists. And what I regret is that these people are probably trying to leverage it as this October surprise. I don't want to be a part of that. But I have heard for 2 years that it existed. And once I heard it for myself, it was confirmed what I feared the most, that Donald Trump is a con and has been masquerading as someone who is actually open to engaging with diverse communities. But when he talks that way, the way he did on this tape, it confirmed that he is truly a racist.
What she's talking about is what she claims is a tape of Donald Trump using the N-word. And she claims, she told Chuck Todd that she heard it. She claims it exists. She claims the people that have it are not releasing it yet for some reason. But she claims that she heard it. And there you just heard her in those words use the R word. I mean, racist. She came right out and said it.
Now, critics point out she's trying to sell a book.
Oh, yeah, please. Oh,
right?
Please.
So she's cashing in chips and, hey,
yeah.
Whatever. I'm going to.
This is just a.
She got a 7-figure advance.
Did she really?
I think it was like $1.5 million to write the book. I'm going off my memory, which is leaky.
Yeah.
But
wow.
I think she got big money to write
really?
This book.
Well, let me tell you, she delivered because the stuff she says in this book is outrageous. It's even more outrageous if any of it's true. But it is outrageous. Hey, Hammer, play that one about everybody lying.
I protected myself because this is a White House where everybody lies. The president lies to the American people. Sarah Huckabee stands in front of the country and lies every single day. You have to have your own back because otherwise you'll look back and you'll see 17 knives in your back.
Are you lying, Omarosa? She says everybody lies. Oh, everybody but you? I mean, how could we possibly believe this now? She says everybody lies to protect themselves. Well, what are you doing now? It's unbelievable. I do want to get to through a couple of more. Let's see. How about mentally declined, Hammer?
I was complicit with this White House deceiving this nation. They continue to deceive this nation by how mentally declined he is, how difficult it is for him to process complex information, how he is not engaged in some of the most important decisions that impacts our country. I was complicit, and for that, I regret.
She says she was complicit.
There's no question Omarosa is, in my mind, smart, articulate.
She presents well.
But there's a bit of a credibility issue here.
You
right?
think?
A lot of people pointing out, you know, can we really trust her? And yet she keeps producing these tapes. And I wonder, too, about the legalities. Since when is it legal to even tape the president of the United States or to tape another person without their consent?
Well,
I know it varies from state
to
state.
It does.
Right?
Yeah. You'd have to find, well, first of all, and the White House proper might have its own rules.
Yeah, I have no idea how that works, but are we all going to be running around taping every conversation?
That's a good question.
For fear of litigation?
That is a good question. Before we go, Hammer, let's give the president the last word,
right?
Because other than his tweets, we haven't heard him respond to her. Let's play cut six.
Low life. She's a low life.
There you have it.
Okay. Short and succinct.
It is, I mean, it's scandalous. It's really, you have to look at this stuff and laugh because she's unhinged. She's angry. And to describe what goes on in the White House the way she does, you hope that she's got backup for it because it's very damning.
P.T. Barnum would be proud because the circus has come to town.
It's a show.
And it's not leaving anytime soon.
It is. I urge you to just laugh about all of this and really just be glad you don't work in the White House. My goodness.
Yeah.
Time now is 4:47. Get a job at Wixen. They're very nice people over
there.
They
are.
Yes.
And they won't record you.
Lovely. Let's see. Wixen Jewelers. Visit the expert at Wixen Jewelers to shop an incomparable collection of jewelry that's designed to last a lifetime.
If you didn't hear the news, Lindsay Whalen announcing that she will retire from the WNBA at the end of this season. She has an unbelievable resume. 4-time WNBA champion, 5-time WNBA All-Star. She is the WNBA's all-time wins leader. 2,334 assists.
Omarosa's job is open if she's looking for a job in the White House.
You think? And even King James, LeBron James tweeted out, congrats to Lindsay on a hell of a career. Makes all the sense in the world now why your last name starts with W. Lindsay wins.
So cute.
I thought that was very,
so
very
cute.
Cool. Mike
very
Max,
clever.
What do you think of all this, Mikey?
I was at the press conference today, and you had the sense during the season, once she accepted the Gopher job and all that is going with that, and the team is not playing as well as it once did, that she knew that the run is probably over for the Lynx, and you figured maybe at the end of this season she would do it, but now in speaking with her and her father and mother today, it made all the sense in the world to announce it during the season that this would be the final year. So at least, you know, people can give her one more standing ovation as a player. And on Sunday, they'll do that. So not surprised that she made the move. What she's taking on as the Gopher head coach is huge. She's at a stage in her career, and the team is at a stage where it makes all the sense in the world that this is the time to leap off and just go full into the team. Her Gopher team is playing overseas as we speak, and she can't be there. And I think that, you know, some of that probably tugs at her as well, that she's not able to give it full attention like she would like. And so, yeah, just a wonderful basketball career, though. You know, from Hutchinson to the University of Minnesota to Connecticut, the Lynx, the Olympics. You can't script it. You can't begin to imagine that someone from Minnesota could do that. And she, you know, she really put girls and women's basketball on the map and made it important here at a time when it really wasn't very important.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mikey, 30 seconds. Any takeaways from the Vikes win over the Broncos? I enjoyed the game. I think any Vikings fan enjoyed the game. Can you take anything from preseason?
Yeah, I was there. I was in Denver, and so I was observing the Vikings closely, and I think that there's a definite confidence about the defense that I forgot about. I forgot how good their defense is and how much they believe in themselves and how much they're in their prime. Number two, the offensive line played really much better than I anticipated, the first-teamers against the first-teamers, and they got a lot of players they got to bring up to speed, and I thought that was, and I don't want to say a surprise, but I didn't expect them to dominate the line of scrimmage like that, so I thought that was good news.
Mike Max, thanks for breaking it down. We'll catch you tomorrow, sir, and we'll be back. Thank you, Mikey. We'll be back next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.